The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at hcj.com/neogenics.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny. From the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Sponsored by Paul Davis Restoration, Charlotte. Even if you're not in Charlotte, you can use them. They could help you. Charlotte.PaulDavis.com. Paul Davis Restoration.
Awesome. Awesome.
Just as the regular old morning show ended today, we were talking about this woman in Ann Arbor, Michigan, who got stuck in a folding chair, because that's the subscription site that she has, where guys pay $2 a minute to watch her get stuck and then free herself from various things, like two metal poles in a fence was one of them. She stuck herself in there and then had to use oil to get herself out. Well, she stuck herself in a folding chair and had to call the fire department to come get her out. All the while, the meter's running.
Yeah.
They're paying $2 because the people that were watching it are the ones that said, you need to call the authorities to come help you.
I didn't think about that, because while she's waiting, they stay to watch to see what happens, because that's got to be kind of a dream if you're into that sort of thing.
Right. And she said fans of stuck videos want it all to seem real, but the getting unstuck is also as big of a part of it. So they actually like seeing her get in trouble.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So even they, after a while, were like, you need to call somebody to come help you.
That's not cool.
So, yeah, so she's, I mean, it's, she's got to have, you know, bruises and scrapes and all that stuff. What, I wonder what else she sticks herself in.
Probably like a dryer. They see if she can get into the dryer, some appliances, things like that. Under cabinet, like under the sink.
Yeah. Now,
can you get in there?
Is this a fetish? Because we couldn't really expand on it on the regular old show. But are they doing sexual things, you know, to themselves and all, watching her do this, even though she's clothed and there's no, I mean, I don't know. Does she talk about sexual things while she's stuck, or is she just, they're just watching her get stuck and unstuck, fighting to free herself?
There's a sexual element to it.
Okay.
But what, on her part, or just what they're thinking?
On what they're thinking.
Okay.
Does she dress sexy while she does it or anything like that?
She's a pretty lady. In this one, she's wearing like leggings and a sports bra.
Nothing like, and the one that I saw was the one we were stuck in a chair. She just dressed like a normal girl.
It's like, you know, you emphasize getting stuck around the boobs and the waist and the sex. You know.
So weird. I've never heard of this before. It's so weird to me.
Now, this is not the same as, like you had mentioned before, the stuck videos, Riggins, where like the hot stepmom gets stuck, you know, with her hand in the disposal down in the drain, and the stepson comes in and has to free her. But before he does, he's, you know, that kind of thing. This is different.
Yeah. Not as explicit.
Yeah. But it's not, and it's not even the same thing. They just like watching her get stuck and freeing herself.
Yeah, this almost seems
how
more
weird is that, though?
Yeah. And this is actually legitimately stuck.
Yeah. Now, would you do this, Alexis? You know how much money this chick's making?
Listen, I was thinking that because I can fit in a lot of places, and I feel like I could, you know, get a little creative with it.
Y'all want to see me getting a Cheerios box?
Yeah, exactly. Like, what? How much are y'all paying? I do this all the time for free.
You want to see me get in my cabinet?
Yeah. You want to see me get stuck in a slipper?
In a dollhouse.
In a Kleenex box. I can do it. Yeah, you could probably make a killing.
An Amazon box.
Yeah, and you have tiny feet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've got a gold mine. You don't even know it.
What is that? What is that?
Well, people that are really into feet fetishes like petite, small feet. So someone like Paris Hilton, who has a very large foot, probably doesn't make, would not make a lot of money. Mm. There's a theme with the people who are into feet. They like small, compact feet.
But how can we find out what else is out there that was, you know, non-sexual? How, whatever the person watching it does sexually, regardless. But I look at this stuck one as non-sexual.
Yeah. There is a website that caters to a wide variety of these odd, they're not, they're fetishes. Yeah, wide interests. But I don't want to pull the website up in here because it can get a little sketchy.
Yeah.
But they cater, that's specifically what they do for the out-of-the-box left field fetish things. Other than stuck videos, I'm trying to think, like, girls texting, like videos from over their shoulder texting. So it's basically just a shot from over her shoulder, and they're not even wearing overtly sexual items of clothing.
It's just that idea of seeing something you're not supposed to see.
Exactly.
Okay.
And there's tons of those. Because you stumble upon those every once in a while. You're like, I don't get it. I'm not turned on and off like this.
Yeah.
But that's one of them. Gosh. Girls in swings is one.
What?
Yeah.
And they're completely clothed. They're just swinging.
Yeah.
And this is all on, like, what? OnlyFans or something?
No, there's specific websites you can find this stuff.
Oh.
And so are they... on like playground swings, porch swings, what, just any kind of swing, tire swings,
yeah,
rope swings,
and they're making like weird, like, wee, you know, it's a whole thing.
What?
And they make a killing,
yeah, because when you're that specific, you're the only game in town, you're the only show in town.
Mm-hmm.
Like if and that's what you're looking for, there might only be three people that are doing it, so you've now cornered that market of girl on swing. When you Google that, if that's what you're looking for, and there's three girls that do it, you've cornered the market.
I need to find something. What do you think I could do that hasn't been done before or thought of?
Or you just need to be the best at whatever.
Climbing trees?
Maybe. I don't know if that's a thing.
That might be a thing.
Hanging from
a tree. Are you good at climbing trees, Alexis?
I don't know. I might be.
I mean, pick something that works for you. Let's.
I'm looking around. I was like, trees?
Yeah, you do. Go swing from the branches or something.
I bet you haven't seen a video like that.
Yeah. You know what? And there's somebody's probably into that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, that tree climbing thing could get really weird and creepy, though, don't you think?
And dangerous.
Yeah. If you're not a good tree climber, especially.
I feel like I might be.
You climb up a tree and then all of a sudden you got a snake looking at you on one of the branches.
What can I do? Climb trees. There has to be something.
But yeah, I mean, some of them would be dangerous. Like this woman's putting herself in between fence posts.
Yeah, when you're trying to up your game, you're like, oh, how do I get them excited this time? You know, do you end up getting stuck in a well? You know, you imagine?
Somebody here said, former intern Adam said, I see Alexis getting paid to do that thing where people dress like cats.
Oh, I would do that.
That's a thing?
Oh, but isn't that like, does he mean like when they're, what is it, furries or plushies or whatever that is? I don't know. I get them confused.
Yeah.
Maybe that's your thing. Maybe your thing is to make cat noises at the camera.
You know how they have the videos of people just sit and watch of, you know, other people eating?
Yeah.
Do they have those that shows just every day? Not a makeup tutorial, but just you watch a woman get ready every day, put her makeup on and fix her hair. Not even sexual or get dressed
really
or anything.
Creepy, though.
I bet that already exists. I bet that's a thing. That's just too easy.
Yeah.
Like almost like they were spying on her while she was putting her makeup on. That's weird.
Yeah. Copyright ATJ Inc. If nobody's done that yet.
Yeah.
We're about to start that.
Got it.
So would any of these things, you know, women say that all the time, well, I'd sell my feet. Well, then, no, you wouldn't. Would you really do that?
I'd sell my feet.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'd sell your feet. Like,
you make $5,000 a month selling pictures of your feet. I'd do that. Just my feet. No problem. Would you really do it, though?
I mean, if it was something like that where it was something simple that I didn't understand why people liked it, but they were paying me for it, sure, why not? I still have clothes on.
Shampooing your hair.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a thing.
I would do it. And I can shampoo my hair real well.
Well, I hope so. Real good. Yeah, 30.
So they just watch them shampoo their hair every day?
Mm-hmm. And I'll condition it, too.
I'll condition it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Mm. I'll put some leave-in conditioner. If that's the what
hair
they want.
Mask.
All that. Pay me. What?
Yeah, there's so many opportunities, especially if you're the only, you know, one doing it. Or you're one of the few.
Yeah, I need to put my thinking cap on.
You show off your armpit. You know, that would be getting a little more crazy.
Yeah, but that probably pays a little bit more.
Probably.
Hmm. Well, we got some thinking to do.
What, just every day post a different picture of your armpit?
It would be crazy.
Really?
Man, I wish women were weird like that so we could
make some money.
I had nothing to make any money.
I will post just a picture and maybe like a little tiny glimpse of my foot is in that picture, and I will have people message me,
yeah,
thank you for so much for posting that picture of your feet. And I'm like, that's not even the point of the picture.
Yeah.
Like that.
Exactly. You did it on accident.
There you go.
You did it on accident. Again, it's like seeing you're something you're not supposed
it's
to see.
It's so weird.
That's the way they look at it.
I'm like, well, pay me then. Send me some money.
Well.
If you enjoyed it so much.
I think you have to facilitate that. You have to, you know, get them.
I might start doing that.
What you gonna do?
Start posting pictures of my feet. Selling them.
You got nice feet. You can do that.
Mine could pass for girl feet.
That would not be cool. That's how you get a killer at your door who's been paying you and thinking it's a girl.
Just he tracks you down and realizes you're a dude.
You've been watching Law & Order. All of a sudden, hello?
You son of a bitch.
You tricked me. Those are men feet.
TJ, somebody's at the door for you. He looks pissed.
You fooled me, son of a bitch.
He's in a van.
Yeah. He's talking crazy.
He left his van door open. I can see that he's got chains attached to the floor of it.
You better go with him.
Oh, well. Man. But, yeah. They know where this girl lives, though, now. What I was going to say is, as long as it's all anonymous and all that, then if it's not a sexual thing, you're not having to be naked or do sexual things on there. But everybody knows she lives in Ann Arbor, Michigan, which is not a very big place, though.
So. Yeah.
But it doesn't necessarily, just because people are into these weird things, doesn't mean they're dangerous or a threat.
Yeah, doesn't mean it necessarily, but. I mean, you still have to be careful.
Sure.
Yeah, what if they get obsessed with you?
Mm-hmm.
But that could happen with anything.
I mean, yeah,
true. A bank teller. People get obsessed with the...
Yeah.
Or the grocery store employee.
Mm-hmm. Riggins,
it's weird.
Do you have a weird... You said that you will see things that we talk about on the show and then go look at it and then you realize, well, I can kind of see that. Or, yeah, I didn't know I was into this.
Yeah.
Because you know how I like when the seatbelt or a purse strap goes down the middle of a woman's chest?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. He does. That could be your thing. Maybe that's your thing. That's not even that sexual.
No, it's not.
I like ASMR, adult material now.
I
didn't know I was into that, but now it's like a huge category.
What is that?
A lot like this. You know, saying nasty things at this volume.
That's what it is?
Yeah.
To just say, they're saying nasty things at this volume.
And they're also up butt naked.
that part is important.
Yeah, I was like, they're just whispering?
Yeah.
Okay, the yin-yang twins.
Okay. Yeah. I can see how that would be exciting.
That makes more sense.
Hearing any woman talk dirty. I find it very sexy, but
I can see how that would be.
There's something about doing it at this again, like you're not supposed to be hearing, like she's saying it only to you.
Yeah.
There's something very erotic about it.
I don't think that's all that weird though.
Yeah, okay. Let me get weirder. Let's get I saw a girl take a cantaloupe.
But I mean something like this, like you like watching girls on swings or on get stuck in things or you know, deals like that. I mean, nothing that's a real porn category.
Girls on a seesaw.
That might be a let me double check.
Maybe that's what you need as a partner.
I just started a new website called Two Girls on a Seesaw. What? I'm looking for some seed money.
You got to buy a really good seesaw.
Yeah, a good seesaw.
I'm going to get some kind of padding to put on the ground. I don't want them hurting their butts. There's going to be a lot of seesawing done.
Girlsonseesaws.com.
Yeah. I need a couple of GoPros to put one on the actual seesaw itself, and then one on each side.
I like it.
Zipline girls.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that one?
Probably.
Ziplinegirls.com.
Girls in safety helmets. No, I don't have any of those that are so non-sexual. I don't think.
Girls building sandcastles. Just trying to think of all the possibilities.
Yeah.
You may be onto something with that seesaw thing.
I know.
The only hard that you got to have two people to make that work.
Yeah.
You can't do that all by yourself.
Like an even.
Yeah. Sandcastle you could build on your own.
True.
You know.
What about girls who talk and sing with their mouth full of crackers?
Baby, help.
Just like crumbs coming out.
Okay, well, then let's take a break, and then we'll think of some more of these, and maybe one of them will stick.
This is the Share Funny Podcast, a part of Ace and TJ Plus on the Ace and TJ app. More next.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing, and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months' supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
Hey, Rob. Did you cut your hair or something?
I trimmed up my eyebrows.
That's why.
Yeah.
Okay. Something's different.
Trimmed up your eyebrows. Right. Yeah.
I thought I messed it up. I thought I messed it up, but Meredith didn't even notice. So.
No, I like. It looks good.
Well, after I was done, I was like, this is very noticeable and bad.
It's not bad. It's noticeable, but in a good way, okay, I think.
Cool. It's one of those.
Yeah, because shit was out of control. Like, I mean, it looked like. It looked like you had Einstein wigs over your eyes.
No. Yeah, it was something's different. I couldn't figure out what it was though. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How do you trim your eyebrows?
I have clippers with guards on them. Yeah. So I just do a higher size guard than I would for trimming my hair.
Were you thinking about doing that for a while or?
I was going to cut my hair yesterday, but my clippers were dying, so I just did this real quick.
Mm-hmm.
And then I plugged them up and I'm going
to. Yeah, I have to do that too. I have to trim mine down like that. Mm. Or I would end up, with a hair awning over my eyes.
Who's the dude on 60 Minutes?
Andy Rooney.
Andy Rooney.
Yeah.
Just like big bushes on his face.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It looks good.
Thank you.
You see who's got all the money?
Yeah.
Mr. Trimmed Eyebrows.
Oh, look at money bags.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Monopoly. There you go.
Yeah.
Do you wax your eyebrows?
No, I used to. Well, I didn't. I got it done when I'd get my hair cut, but I every single day I go in and and pluck something out of my head.
Really?
Yeah. Every day.
Wow.
Multiple times a day. Yeah, I have those magnifying mirrors.
Oh.
And I'll get in there and make sure that I don't have stray eyebrows and stuff.
I hate those mirrors.
Oh, yeah, man. That
you're like, oh, is that what I look like?
Everything?
Yeah.
Amanda said the other day, I think it'd be a great bit for the show if you would go with me to get microbladed
on your eyebrows.
No.
You don't need microblading eyebrows. That would be the funniest. I was like, mm-mm.
They're not prominent. Your eyebrows are not prominent.
That was my argument.
Exactly.
Was
like, you can't
I don't really have a lot of eyebrows to work with, but my eyebrow hair is so light. It doesn't even look like I have eyebrows, really. So what's the problem?
You get that? That's a Southern redundancy for you right there. My eyebrow hair.
Eyebrow
hair.
That's right. My eyebrows.
Yep, that's right.
My eyebrow hair.
My eyebrow hairs.
I had my nose waxed one time.
Did you cry?
No. It's actually not as crazy as it sounds. It did not hurt as like you would think it would.
I tell you what did hurt. And I didn't have it done, but I know it hurt because he called me to tell me about it. TJ had the back of his neck waxed once.
Most painful thing ever.
He called me and he said, hey, remember when I told you I was going to get my neck waxed? Don't do it. It was horrible.
Why wax the back of your neck?
Because my neck hairs grow out fast because I'm a hairy person. It grows out really fast before I could go back for a haircut.
He a hairy dude.
And I hate asking my wife to do that.
To shave
it? Yeah.
Yeah. See, I used to go get my back waxed.
Okay. Well, let's do it now before I get started with dinner. Or either it's not right now. I can't do it right now. It's like, well, I mean, just, you know, anytime you get a chance.
Sorry.
Yeah, I hate asking for that, but a man is like, I'll absolutely do it. No need to go get that. Because you used to go get waxed. She was like, no, just let me do it. Like something I can do for you. And she does. Mm-hmm.
That's sweet.
I guess it's weird. I don't like it, but it's, you know. I'd rather go do the waxing thing. She's like, it's fine. I'll take care of it.
Yeah, waxing hurts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not comfortable.
What are you talking about getting waxed?
My back.
Oh, your back. Yeah. Oh, I was just talking about my neck.
Yeah.
You get your whole back.
I used to go get my whole back waxed, yeah, just to make certain, because I'm kind of freaky about it. I didn't like at the time. I still don't like hair on my back at all, but I would shave all the hair off my chest and everything as well. And the man was like, just leave the chest hair. Like that. She was like, stop shaving your chest.
Yeah.
And then she was like, quit going and getting your back waxed.
Do you have a hairy back?
It's gotta be long before it's gotta be bad before you notice it.
Yeah.
Because it's so light. It's almost like a white color. Mm. But I know it's thick. Like, I can look and see it, it's there. You know, and I'm like, that's got to go. But you couldn't tell if you saw it.
Yeah. Yeah, I put that Manscaped trimmer to work. I mean, that thing.
A bad boy.
Yeah.
Does the job.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
My legs right now are out of control.
Really?
Because back when I was really working out and being in shape and everything, I got to where I would shave everything. And it just became the way I liked it. Now, I feel dirty if I'm all hairy and everything.
You feel dirty?
I do. I feel dirty.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Dirty. Yeah.
And Amanda makes fun of me for shaving. Like, I shave all the hair out. I shave the hair down on my hands. Yeah. And I don't like hair on my hands or anything. So I shave it up to about right here.
Like on the bottom part of your hand?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bikini wax hurts so bad. It's like one of the worst things ever in the whole world.
It does?
Yes. Yes. And it's also an awkward experience. It's just weird.
I can't imagine how that would ever be a comfortable experience.
No. You got to get real familiar with your waxing person.
Yeah. So you do that with like a Groupon?
No. Well, I mean, I'm sure you can, but...
Get a hot air balloon ride and a two-hole wax. grabbing a couple things here.
A day on the lake.
Yeah.
I got a couple of good deals. A hot air balloon ride.
Oh, wax.
Yeah.
That's what a bikini wax is, right? They do the front and the back.
Yeah, everything.
Do you have to, without getting too graphic, do you... groom before
two hole wax is not too graphic.
I didn't say the other thing. you have to groom before you go in to do that? Or no? Is it not good to groom?
No, you don't want to. You don't want to at all.
Yeah. And they want you to.
They want you to.
Yeah. It has to have something to grab onto.
Yeah. They say a few weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
And then it's just 1, 2, 3. Oh, my God.
Yep. And different, and you're in different shapes. You're like positions. This is weird.
And rest assured, my friend, you ever had anything waxed?
Yeah, my nose. Or my eyebrows. When, and then I'm done.
Because that wax is hot.
Yeah.
And the parts that you think are going to hurt the most are the ones that hurt the least.
What hurt the most?
Like the top areas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like bad. Like
I can only imagine.
I had to take ibuprofen. Like I got to prepare. Yeah.
And does it get really irritated, that air space?
No. No. But in that moment, it's the worst. It's like everything's getting ripped off of your skin.
I can only imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's net.
I wonder who came up with waxing. Associated. I don't like that person.
That's a good question.
I think it was Mr. Turtle.
Yeah, exactly.
It's turtle wax.
Oh, now I see what you're saying.
Mm-hmm. It's, it's what people have to do.
It was. It originated in Egypt.
Oh, really?
1150 BC. It was reported that the bodies of women in Ramses' harem were smooth and hairless. It is possible the body waxing was practiced even earlier in Egypt, dating back to 3000 BC. Most areas of concern were legs and underarms.
I love that the pharaoh's very consumed with building pyramids. He's like, and by the way, I'm sick of you hairy women. Traipsing around my pyramid with your bush.
Bush.
Like Pharaoh, calm down.
Your bush is bigger than the pyramid.
I don't like it. And we're going to do something about it. I'm sick of seeing it.
Starting now.
Yeah.
I don't care how you get it done. Just get it done.
Listen to your bitch.
you can walk like an Egyptian who's been freshly waxed. That's where you get that walk from. Ow, it hurts.
Egypt is a place to be. Egypt, Egypt.
Oh, God.
I'm sick of saying it.
I ain't going to put up with it no more.
You're like, oh, Pharaoh's in a mood today.
We need smooth women.
What does he say he wants us to do? Excuse me.
Do what? I'm not doing it. You know how much sand we got around here? That's why we have it.
Too much hair.
That is wild.
Who would have thought?
Never. I would have
been
never
around
guessed.
A long time.
Yeah,
seems like the worst place to get a wax, where sand is blowing at you all the time.
Mm-mm. That wax could not have been a good wax.
No.
Why would you say that?
I don't know. It just doesn't seem like they would have good.
Yeah, where the hell make
you
it
get wax? Yeah, where do you get wax from back in that day?
So, I don't know. We're gonna find it though. I got to trade 6 pounds of salt for some wax. I'm going to damn sure do it. I'm going to do it.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Welcome back to Share Funny, a part of Ace and TJ Plus on the Ace and TJ app.
Hey, I thought of some other way you would be able to use Paul Davis restoration if, I don't know, every now and then I'm flipping around and I'll see that show where they flip houses and all.
Yeah.
But it's not any one in particular. Maybe the one that are in, they're in Vegas or something where they take these old raggedy houses. I mean, they're just, they look like they should be condemned or whatever. And the guy buys them for like $15. And then has to fix them back up and all that.
Yeah.
So if you got something along those lines that needs some major cleaning and restoration, Paul Davis, it's another way. Not only with the storm damage and flood damage, fire damage, all that kind of stuff, but you know, the instant assistance to Paul Davis restoration is unbeatable. So if you need any of that kind of stuff, go to charlotte.pauldavis.com. Charlotte.pauldavis.com. You say, I don't live in Charlotte. Doesn't matter. Do it anyway. I said do it. Do
it. They can take care of you.
Do it. I can attest. Do it.
They're great people. They do good stuff.
I wonder if they've ever done a crime scene.
Sure. Well, I would think that's probably.
Different company?
Probably.
No, it still needs to be cleaned up.
Yeah, like if you're still living there.
Yeah, but I would think that's some kind of you have a government contract. Like that's part of an arm of the police for some reason. I don't know why. Or somebody that they would call and say, hey, just call the people to come in and do it.
You know? What do you know about this, Alexis? Because you went to visit them.
Yeah.
I don't know about them, but I just know that I listen to a podcast about companies that do that.
Right.
But they're not government. I think they're independent.
But I mean, they have a contract with the government.
Oh, with the, yeah.
Like you call the same people every time.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't, don't
like John Wick did.
Which one of y'all or both have a person at Paul Davis you could text and ask?
I just texted with her. I'll ask her a question. I'll ask her.
Do y'all do crime cleanup?
Yeah, just ask that.
What about?
Yeah. And she'll go, oh my God, what did he do? Yeah.
Tell me what you know about bile.
Ew. Yuck.
I'm just genuinely curious.
Yeah.
You know, or you buy a house and you find out after the fact that there was something happening there.
It has to be the worst.
I just texted her.
It's flooded with blood.
With blood. Thank God. Oh, no.
We had a flood.
We had a flood of blood.
Oh, whoa. We're going to need a different machine for that.
Yeah.
Just curious.
I bet.
So I text her. We'll see if she answers. I don't know. She hasn't read it yet.
Mm-hmm. Probably seen the worst of it.
So Alexis ended up not really having what you would call a party weekend in Colorado, in Denver. Well, like she thought she was going to be having, and like we thought she was going to be having. So see, you didn't even have to exaggerate your relationship with that baby, calling yourself its godmother and all that in order to get the day off. We were giving it to you anyway.
You ain't got to lie, Craig.
You
ain't got to lie.
I wasn't lying. But yeah, it was just, and I was like, is it because I'm... You know, part of me was like, is it because I'm old? Because I'm happy just taking a nap, eating. I mean, they had every snack you can think of in that house, and they had all types of food, so I was in heaven.
It looks like that baby's been eating all of them.
Oh, my God.
That baby's fat.
He chomped. He's so fat.
Baby big.
He's so cute.
Now, did you play the daily video for him that showed us talking about how you're whole being the godmother thing is just a bunch of shit that you made up?
Yeah, I was showing my friend. I was like, they say that I'm not really a stepmom because blah, 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 blah. Tell stepmom. Me. Not godmother. Stepmom, damn.
How you going to tell me I'm not the stepmom?
Well, you're not.
See, you don't even know what it is.
You're like,
I'm the baby stepmom.
I'm just, yes. Yeah. I was like, I'll do it.
I'm her.
She stayed in the church, like, and you are. I'm a stepmom.
Stepmom, isn't that how that works?
Okay.
What?
Yeah, but it was nice to be outside of the city for a while. Colorado's nice. The weather was really nice.
Yeah, but we determined earlier in the show that you're being a godmother to the child is the equivalent of when Southern people call their parents' best friends aunt and uncle, right?
I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm. So that way you have no responsibility.
Yep. I like that.
What's the baby going to call you?
I don't know. I haven't even thought about that.
How about Alexis?
Yeah, that's a good start.
That sounds just sounds maybe, boring.
Maybe by my name, Lynette.
Stepmama.
Stepmama. he almost started walking while we were there. That was cool. I was like, look at what I did.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
That baby tall as you.
Almost. He's about halfway my size already.
Mm-hmm. So you came as a babysitter.
That's what I think it was, and they tricked me.
Uh-huh.
Because the whole time I was just taking care of him.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes.
Because that's why they went and got drunk the night before you got there. And she was so wasted and hungover. Didn't you say she was hungover the whole first day you were there and all you did was chase around after that baby?
I walked in and that's the first thing. I just see the baby on the, you know, he's like playing in the ground with his toys and stuff. And I'm like, okay, well, I guess this is what I'm going to be doing while they're all on the couch hungover.
What did you think when she sent a stranger to pick you up at the airport instead of picking you up herself?
Well, it wasn't a stranger, but I knew the person. but I didn't know because before I took off, I texted her and said, hey, we're about to take off. She's like, okay, cool. See you soon. As soon as I put my phone back on, all these text messages started coming and she said she wasn't going to pick me up. She had been throwing up all day. And I said, are you sick? And she said, no, I'm hungover.
That's bad, though, when you've been throwing up so much that you bust blood vessels in your face.
That's real.
And then
what did that look like?
She looked like she had red spots all over her face and down her neck. And she comes up, so we're all sitting in the kitchen, her mom, her friends, and I, and she comes out into the kitchen. She's like, look at my skin. It looks so bad. I hope it's gone by tomorrow. And I look at it, and I'm like, oh, that looks gross. I was like, not even trying to make her feel better. I'm just like, it looks bad.
Sorry, it looks bad as you think it is.
Like she had chicken pox.
So was it just a birthday party for the baby, or was there a church service or something too, christening or something like that?
No, the plan was that there was going to be a christening this summer, but it's not going to happen because mostly why they're doing it is for her Italian grandparents that don't live in Colorado. So they're not going to come down anyway, so that's why they made the birthday into like a bigger deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
So... Riggins, whenever you have a friend who's throwing a one-year-old birthday party, feel free to take the day off.
Yeah, I will.
Because that's what it boils down to.
When you guys were singing, I'm like, it does sound pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
Does it?
But it was more for support for her.
Yeah.
So that's...
See, girls can always say that.
Yes.
They're going to be supporting their friend.
It was emotional support.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Support. She needed support, holding her up over the toilet from all that throwing up.
And we had to blow up balloons.
Oh, my God.
You flew across the country to blow up balloons. Yeah. And babysit.
And like I said, if that shit would have been happening in Boise, there's no way you would have flown. But the fact that it was happening in Denver where you could get legal weed. Yeah.
That was a deciding factor.
Yeah. That shit's in Evansville, Indiana. Your ass been right here Friday.
I ain't going to a cornfield.
I made sure to go to dispensary.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be out here babysitting and doing all this. At least I'm going to go to dispensary before I fly back.
If I'm going to watch this baby, I'm going to be high when I watch this baby.
That's exactly what that just sounded like.
Let me be clear. I'm going to be real high.
Responsible for this child. I'm going to have to be high.
Yeah, I need some medicine.
That's what you just said.
That's not what I said.
Yeah, you did.
I mean,
yeah, exactly I'm going to make sure I go to dispensary. I'm going to be watching this baby.
You're going to put a two-year-old in my care?
Uh-uh.
Not without some drugs in my system, you not.
Helps me. I watch the kid better that way.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
We're both watching cartoons.
Yeah, exactly. And eating all the snacks.
Yeah. It's perfect.
Babysitter, high as a satellite, space shuttle.
Yeah, the cartoons are for her. He's like, I don't want to watch this.
Let me tell you, though, these kids shows nowadays, these baby shows, I don't know what it is about them, but there's this one on Netflix called Cocomelon, and all the parents and the kids go crazy for this show. And I'm like, it took no money to make this show.
Cocomelon?
Yeah, something like that. Hmm. Cocomelon. It's like trending on Netflix. I'm like, what?
She's like, this is crazy.
I don't like this show.
Do you know what this is?
What's going on?
Take a hit.
Yep. I like it.
You watching this, baby? I'm gonna be high.
I'm going to the dispensary.
I gotta go.
What time are y'all leaving? Noon. All right, good. It's 11. I got time to get to the dispensary and back before y'all leave me with this baby.
Yep.
Baby comes out just like rolling things. He's rolling up his salad like his little lettuce. What is he doing over there?
What did she teach? I taught him some things. Don't worry about it. Godmother
stepmom,
duties.
Stepmama, godmama, big mama, little mama.
All that.
I'm every mama to him.
Yep. Mm,
deal with it.
Mm-hmm. While your ass is in there throwing up, I'm out here watching this baby. Mm-hmm. I need some time off.
Yep.
I didn't come all the way out here for this. I'm going to the dispensary.
What is Ace and TJ Plus? Well, it's the Ace and TJ Show. Plus, loads of extras, like the Share Funny podcast recorded live. Weekdays between 9 and 10 Eastern, available only on the Ace and TJ app. There's more Share Funny coming up.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
So, Ace, you heard back from Paul Davis.
Yes.
About whether or not they clean up after crime scenes.
Shannon over there, I said, hey, we were talking about y'all on the air, and we wondered, have you ever done crime cleanup? She said, yes, we have. We've done a few, and we have one we're doing next week.
No way.
And it's not a contract kind of thing. She goes, somebody just calls them and says, hey, we have a crime scene that needs to be cleaned up, and they go clean it up.
Well, how do they know a crime is about to be committed?
Yeah. Well, they don't, you know, they call them post-crime, I guess.
I'm going to need a clean up. If this bitch don't watch her.
No, that's scary. Don't ask questions.
I need all men on deck.
That's like some Julia Roberts in Sleeping with the Enemy.
Yeah. I said,
like,
wow.
Send the police. I just killed an intruder.
Yeah. I said, wow.
Before she pulled the trigger.
Pow. Yeah. I said, is that a contract with the police? And she said, no, it's someone that calls us. Hopefully it's not the killer.
That's what I'm saying. That's weird.
So I need you to clean that corner way down there in the back of the basement. You just go down there. I'll be right behind you.
Clink. I'm going to need a clean up next Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
When my wife get back from Denver.
Mm-hmm. Proof. Paul Davis can do anything.
That's amazing.
So,
I was curious.
This guy that claims he was swallowed by a whale and then spit out, you know, Pinocchio style, Jonah style. Then, you know, everybody's saying, well, not everybody, but a lot of people are saying that he's got to be making that up because he suffered no broken bones. He didn't have any hearing loss, which he would have had if he would have come to the surface at that speed, you know, to be spit out by a whale and all that. What happened to him then? What were his injuries?
I don't know.
He didn't appear to have any.
But there's a picture of him here in the hospital with monitors taped to his chest and everything. So he must have had some kind of an accident. But then this is my favorite line of the story. Meanwhile, some fellow seamen were also skeptical.
My fellow seamen.
Grow up, Alexis.
Yes.
Grow up.
Please.
Oh, God.
You're 30 years old. If we can't talk about seeing
trying to have an adult conversation.
Right. Yeah.
So, what? So, y'all don't know what really?
I don't know.
If what injuries he did have?
He popped out of the hospital within hours because he was already doing interviews with the news outside his house.
Right. So, did he go to the hospital? Are they saying that he went to the hospital just because he made up the whole thing, as they say, from whole cloth, or he did have an accident and he came up with this as a lie of what really happened?
I did think it was odd because they didn't call him a lobster fisherman. They called him a lobster diver.
Yeah.
Which I didn't even know that was a thing where you just go down individually and grab the lobster.
According to a medical report, all the medical report mentioned is that he has some light bruising, nothing serious. He has a friend that backed up his story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't necessarily disbelieve him because I know things can happen that are out of the ordinary. So they say, well, you know, why didn't he have hearing loss? Why didn't he have any broken bones? Well, I mean, how many times do you see cars that are just demolished in accidents? And then people go, well, why didn't he? He came out of there with nothing but a scratch.
Yeah.
You know, things like that. Why are you out there?
Because he has to die for some lobsters.
Lobsters.
Yeah. Mm. Lobsters. Maybe he loves that.
But doesn't he know it's whale day?
Whale day?
Whale day has certain days when they know the one day a week when the whales are going to be out there.
Whale day.
Oh, buddy, it's whale day.
Can't go out there today. It's whale day.
Let me tell you something, Jack. It's whale day.
Hey, what kind of whale was it? A blue whale, he said?
That was a humpback.
A humpback, yeah.
A humpback?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't those the worst?
What do you mean, worst? Like the worst. Worst for what?
Your bad attitudes.
For being whale.
For eating lobster divers? Yeah.
Just
real
as
standoffish. They're known as the prick of the sea.
Yeah, they're not.
Aren't they the worst?
Complete asshole.
Are they the worst
of
they
are
whales?
The worst, to say the least.
I don't want a barbecue.
I love that nickname you gave him, Riggins, the prick of the sea.
That's what they call him. You're right. Hate those humpback wheels.
You know what I meant. Like
it's a wheel.
Most dangerous.
Most dangerous. I think a killer whale would be the most.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
They're the smartest of any of the sea creatures.
Yeah. Just last year, somebody was almost swallowed by a whale. They were out kayaking, and this huge humpback whale comes up and nearly takes the person into their mouth. I mean, it does. Picks the whole thing up.
Yeah.
I mean, and look, they don't even suspect it, not even for a second. They're just chilling out there.
How unbelievably frightening would that be? Because by the time you figure out what's happening, it's probably over.
Yeah. What would be the first thing is when the birds start circling, you're like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Why are they doing that? Oh, my God. I'm about to get taken.
And and it's you in a kayak with a paddle. You can't get out of the way fast enough.
I didn't even think about the birds. That's a good way to
you're
tell.
Like, and they're all circling. Yeah. Like, that's weird.
Yeah, what are these birds? Hey, birds.
And where is that, though?
California.
Yeah, well, they know about it not to be out. That looked like a whale-infested area to me.
Yeah, right off the coast. Hell no. And look, the fish are start jumping out of the water because they know the whale's coming up.
Yeah.
Oy-yoy-yoy.
That is crazy.
So what happened to them?
They were fine.
They didn't actually go in the mouth?
Well, they kind of did. It got most of the kayak. You can see the person just edging out. There's two people in the kayak. And whoop.
Yeah, it looks like it got underwater. A tiny little up.
Oh, God. You'd be so terrified.
I'd pee
because
myself.
It dumps him into the water. He falls into the water after that because obviously the raft or whatever is turned over. The kayak. It's a two-man kayak. And so then you're in the water knowing this thing, you know, just, I guess, praying that it goes away.
Yeah. You can't do it.
Because if it decides to come back, is nothing you can do.
Can you hit it with that paddle or something?
Yeah.
Like in the nose, like a shark.
Yeah. See, that's the problem with a whale when it comes to me. I don't know what's what. Like, all of a sudden, you think you're looking at the tail of the whale, and it's the mouth that opens.
Yeah, you don't right.
Some
know.
Of these whales just look like big blobs. You don't know what's what. They don't have eyes.
Yeah.
Can't see the blowhole.
They have eyes.
Oh, got to plug the blowhole.
Yeah.
No chance to prep for it. Be ready.
They always give you the stupidest survival tactics. Like, that's right. Like, punch it in the nose. Yeah. Plug his blowhole.
How am I going to find the blowhole? Yeah. I don't got time for that.
Blowhole. I thought you said butthole.
Yeah. I did that. Now you got pissed. Yeah. He was pissed.
I didn't do nothing. Make him mad.
He came back a second time. Do not.
Make sure you know the difference between a blowhole and a butthole. Because he will get ill.
You'll know pretty quick which one you plugged up, buddy. Good, buddy.
That's disgusting. I bet it's not.
Just face to face with that, what I thought was a blowhole.
I found out very quickly. I was not.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenyx. Neogenix.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.